Let's take a look at the Mishnah. And as is the want of Mishnayos, it is very, very densely packed with dinim and with concepts. Well, Yisyachet Adam Mishnei Nashim, Avol Isha Achaz Misyachedes Mishnei Anashim. The Mishnah opens by saying, well, man may not have yichud with two women, but a woman can have yichud with two men. So that's right away telling me several things. Number one is telling me that there's an isser of yichud. Number two is telling me there's an isser of yichud, obviously with one man and one woman. And now there's an isser of yichud with one man and one woman. There's even an isser of yichud with one man and more than one woman, but not the reverse. I come across a notion of yichud. I come across the notion of yichud even with multiple, with more than two people, sometimes. And I have to figure out, so why are we differentiating between shnei anashim, the isha achas, which is permitted, versus isha achad, ushtei nashim. And we'll get to more detail later in the Mishnah, but for now, the Mishnah is going to unpack some more details of when Yichud is permitted. Shechter often opens Shiurim or series of Shiurim Hilchos Yichud with the comment that Hilchos Yichud is the study of Kulos. Sounds a little surprising. Hilchos Yichud is the study of Kulos because essentially the first Siman says, Yichud is Aser. And the first line of the Mishnah says, Yichud is Aser. Then as you unfold the rest of the sittings, you unfold the rest of the sugyas here, so it's a study of when is Yichud Mutar. Yichud is Mutar in these circumstances, Yichud Mutar in those circumstances. And practically speaking, you're going to look at a situation, because Yichud will equip you with a toolbox of here are different ways you can tweak the situation, bring someone in, open a window, whatever it is, that can mitigate, can alleviate the problem of yichud. And you can look at a situation and figure out, as it stands, is it mutter or is it aser? And if it's aser, so what do I need to do? How do I need to tweak the situation so that it is mutter? So the Mishnah is going to give you some more kulos, but for now, in thinking about the opening lines of the Mishnah, let's take a look at the opening lines of the Gemara as well. The Gemara asks two questions in quick succession. The Gemara says, number one, my taima. What's the reason? And then line later, the Gemara asks, Mino Hane Mili. Where does this come from? The Gemara asks, my taima. What's the reason for this? And the Gemara answers, Tandem El Yahu. Well, yeah, the Braisa, El Yahu is Beis Medrash. In a long while, you'll see that attribution. The Braisa of El Yahu is Beis Medrash. Hoyel Benashim Daitam Kalos Alein. The reason for the din is because women have a lighter das. To figure out what does that mean? And how is that relevant to this din? And before we even go further in thinking about those questions, we need to go another line to the Gemara, because the Gemara then, the next problem, is the Gemara goes on to ask, having just answered my timeline, the Gemara asks, well, not immediately, where does this come from? And you might be wondering, well, isn't that, as the Pnei Yeshua does, isn't that the same question again? You just asked me what the right basis is, and I give you an answer. And you ask what the basis is, and now I give you another answer. Amar Yochanan, Rishum Rabbi Yishmael, Yochanan quotes the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Mishum, usually you'll see when it was not a direct Rabbi Talmud relationship. Rabbi Yochanan never met Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael was several generations earlier. Rabbi Yishmael was a contender of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Meir, and so on and so forth, their Talmud was, among others, was Yehuda Hanasi, who was the Rabbi of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shmuel was three generations, he never met Rabbi Shmuel. If you hear a Rabbi quote the Rabbi Yehuda, he never met Rabbi Yehuda, he didn't know to say it, he's quoting Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda. So here Rabbi Yochanan is quoting Mishum, Rabbi Shmuel, and he gives a Rebbe's Yichud at Torah. Now, where in the Chumash is there Rebbe's for Yichud? And he starts getting to Psukim, which we'll come back to in a couple of minutes. So the Pnei Yeshua says, well, what's going on with the Gemara? We asked where is it coming from, we gave an answer. Again, asked where is it coming from, we gave a different answer. And the Gemara didn't even seem perturbed that we asked the same question twice. He just calmly gave, nor did we say, here's the answer again. Instead, we calmly gave a different answer. So, what's going on?
So the Yeshua points out, what is the answer? What is the answer? What is the answer? Is there a difference between these two questions? Let's take a look at Rashi. My time. Rashi didn't grow. Come back to Rashi and Mishnah. Rashi didn't grow. My time will be Yisra'afim Shtein Hashem, Ki Isha Shemisechad Shem Yamash. My time is asking, what's the difference between. Right. My time is asking, what's the difference between two women and one man versus two men and one woman? What's Rashi trying to tell me? He's trying to tell me that my time is directly referring to what the Mishnah explicitly said. We know I'm immediately asking for a pasuk. Let's see what the Gemara's answer was. He said, well, there's some pasuk or another. What was the Gemara's answer? Let's take a look back inside. We know I'm immediately. Third line of the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Shammai Yishmael. Rem is Leichon Ha'atar Minayin. Rabbi Yochanan quoted from the earlier Tanah Rabbi Yishmael. Where do you find the hint to Yichon in the Chumash? Shenemar Ki Yisischa Achicha Ben Imecha. We just had this pasuk a couple weeks ago in Lin. The parasha of Mesas. We have a Jew, Rachman Al-Son, acts as a missionary to encourage others, to induce other Jews to join him in worshiping Avodah Zarah. So the Torah says that that's a terrible crime. It's a chiyuv nisa. And the Torah stresses that you can't let this slide. You have to turn in a mesis. The Chumash says, look, oftentimes a mesis is going to be, people will be scared in a religious society to be, you know, to have this conversation with random other people. Often it'll be someone who's very close. Who's comfortable, sharing, I've gotten into a Taoism, and you really should, Rahman, it's not, you really should try it too. I've gotten into Catholicism, and you really should try it too. Rahman, it's not, should not do that. So the Torah says, even if it's someone very close to you, I don't want to turn them in. Turn in a brother, a parent, a child, the Torah says, lo sachmom, lo sachaselav, you have to, it's very painful, but you have to do it. You have to turn in a mesis to the basin, even if it's someone very close. So the pasuk says, the pasuk wants to give examples. And the first example is a brother. Ki yisischa achicha ben imecha. If your brother, the son of your mother, seeks to induce you to worship Avodah Zarah, the whole parasha of mesis applies. So the Gemara says, I understand we're giving examples, particularly poignant examples, of maces. But so I understand that the brother is at top of the list, but why achicha ben imecha? Why do you have to specify? They're saying, is this achicha? V'chi ben av, ein maces ben av, ein maces. You're only concerned about a scenario of hasasa, if it's a maternal brother, not if it's a paternal brother. That's what we told, I have brothers. The half brother whom you share a mother. Oh, he would. That's a reasonable case. But for the father, it wouldn't happen. It's all the same. You may have different relations with different brothers. But why is the Torah specifying one type brother or another? So the Gemara is going to go on later to explain al pipshuto that in those scenarios, it's often the case that there'll be greater closeness between brothers who share a mother than brothers who share a father. Okay. But the Gemara says, Adar Drash. El Lobay. Ben Imecha, it seems like it's a standalone, Gomes El Darakraj, that's a standalone phrase. The Torah says, Ki Yisischa Chicha Ben Imecha, lists a few other people, Besese. He comes over, Besese. He came over in front, just you and him. You're having this conversation. So the Gemara says, El Darakraj, Ben Imecha, is a separate phrase that's relevant in the context of Besese. And that tells you, Ella lomar l'cha ben nisyachet in imo. That it's legitimate to have Ben with his mother b'seisim. So the implication, well, why would that not be legitimate? What could be wrong with that? So the implication is normally he should not be alone with some other woman. If it's his mother, that's fine. Lomar l'cha, the Gemara says. Lomar l'cha that Ben nisyachet in imo. That his son specifically can be misyachim with his mother, but normally also misyachim kol ra'ish b'Torah. In some other situation, that would be forbidden. So that pasuk teaches me
two things. Number two, it teaches me that there's an Isser Yichud. And number one, it teaches me, just in order how the Gemara presents it, but more fundamentally, that there is the implication that there is an Isser Yichud. And we already learn the first exception. The first exception to Isser Yichud is there would be close, very close relatives with whom the concern that drives Yichud is so unlikely that I wouldn't say it never happens. Incest does happen, but intimacy between a mother and son is so rare that there's no concern of yichud. No yichud, and as we'll see, until we get to Shulchan Aruch, it's true between mother and son. It's true between father and daughter. Maybe expands one to other relatives as well. We'll see more about that. But for now, the Gemara presented to us. There's again, the first question was Maitaima, and the answer was Nashim Daif and Kalash. We'll have to figure out what that means. The second question was Minan and Mili, and the answer to that was, I have a drasha to teach me the Isser of Yichud. What scenario does the Pasuk give for the Isser of Yichud? Well, two things you know. Number one, they're not, the man and woman in the room are not, don't have a parent-child relationship. Number two, what else do I know about that room? Right, that's empty of anyone else. That's Beseser. So what the Pnei Yeshua and others point out is that Minon Emili is asking, how do I know that Yichud is Aser Bichlal? My timer was about details. But more than that, Minon Emili is asking, how do I know, we just quoted a drasha, which according to most Na'or Rishonim is a drasha Gemura. This is a Din Daraisa. But the Issa Daraisa is only Beseser. The Issa Daraisa is a one-on-one situation. My Taima is asking, but apparently Chazal expanded it sometimes to more than two people. Three is a crowd. So three is no longer an Issa Daraisa. It's no longer Beseser. But sometimes we still Midrabanan expand it to three people. And the Mishnah told me, but not always. It depends what the mix of people is, what the mix of genders. If it's two men and a woman, mutter. Two women and a man, aser. So Gemara wants to know, my taima is asking, what's the reason for that? In other words, what's the source for the iser d'rabbanan of shtei nashim v'ish echad? Shnei, min ha-Torah, they're both mutter. Shnei anashim v'isha achas, two men and a woman, remains mutter even d'rabbanan. The Chazal imposed the zeir d'rabbanan on the two women and a man. So Gemara wants to know, what's the source? I already know, or I'll hear in a moment, there's a Makar and Chumash from Beseser. How come Chazal expanded it to this case? And if they were going to expand it, which I understand why they might expand it, so then why not expand it evenly in both directions? So to that, now let's come back to the Gemara's first answer. Ho will v'nashim daitam kalzale. What does that mean? What does that mean? So Rashi on the Gemara says, well, shtehen ochos lehis patos. They might both be induced to be mezana with this fellow. Okay, Rashi on the Mishnah explains a little bit more. V'pnei shtei nashim, v'pnei shtei nashim, v'pnei shtei daitan kala. He references the Gemara. Shtehen ochos lehis patos. They might both be participants. And then Rashi explains a little more. V'losti razu mechavrata. And if they're both participating, that neither is worried of the other, meaning neither is worried that the other one is a potential security breach. If I do this out there, or someone's going to share that information, I'm not as worried if the other individual is also herself participating. But im shnei anashim ha'echad bosh mechaver. People will be embarrassed under normal circumstances. People who are relatively decent, upstanding citizens would be embarrassed to commit a gross aveira of nus in a situation where it can become public. We'll see that the Gemara is going to unpack some more of these conditions also. Some people are not such decent, upstanding citizens. But a decent, upstanding citizen is going to be embarrassed to participate in an act of znos in the presence of someone else. It's embarrassing in the moment. There's also a concern that person may share their information with who knows who else. It sounds like we're saying that normally the presence of a third person in the room, that third person is a shomer. That third person diffuses the situation and no longer a concern of yichud. But if there's a heightened chance that a third person might be participant as well, then that the third person is no longer going to serve as a shomer. That's how Rashi is explaining the Gemara. Now, number one, it's worth noting that I believe this is the only place in all of Shas. This is the only context. It appears in Shabbos as well, I think, in the same context of Yichud. The only context which the Gemara has this phrase, Nashim Daito Kalos. It's a phrase that has been misquoted as saying something about women's intellect. You'll notice that in context, it has nothing to do with intelligence. It does have to do with the dynamics of an intimate situation. And what it is telling me is that every situation is different, but as a statistical tendency, men are more likely to be driving the situation than women, al-pi-rov. And so it's somewhat more likely that he will convince, that if it's one man and two women, he will convince both of them to sin, somewhat more likely than that she will convince both of the men with her to sin. Just to be clear, neither scenario is incredibly likely. We're not, the Gemara is not suggesting that you know, if a man and two women are alone in a room, chances are they're going to be mizana. By the way, that's absurd. And it's unnecessary. It's unnecessary in order to create a yisur. We're not even suggesting that most of the time when a man and a woman are alone in a room, that they will be mizana. We're not suggesting that. What we are saying, and that's not even necessary to drive this to the right side. What we are saying is that there is some chance, non-negligible chance, that being alone will get you into deeper waters and potentially even into an actual, not only the gi, but an actual act of bia asura. There certainly is a chance. As the Rama writes, the end of Hilchos Isuri Bia, you stay away from Yichud, you're in good shape, but who have gori magadol? So that is the great force. The great cause of problems, of greater problems, is Yichud. If you're careful at Yichud, there's really a limit to how much trouble you can get into. If you violate Yichud, most of the time violating Yichud won't lead to Bias HaSiros, but it could. There's a non-negligible chance that A leads to B, which leads to C. And that, again, it's a miyud. It's less than, it's not saying 50% chance, but it's not a 1% chance either. It's significant enough minority of cases where Yichud will lead to Gilei Arayos, that drives the Isser of Yichud. Obviously, if you already have the Doraisa scenario, is a somewhat, just to throw out numbers. These numbers are not based on any statistical survey whatsoever. Just to make up numbers for personal illustration, imagine that in a Besesa situation, there's a 5% chance that the Yichud will lead to Bias Haseros. In the case which is Asur Midrabanan, maybe it's a 2% chance. The Isha Echad Ushtay Nashim is a 2% chance, and the Isha Achas Ushtay Anashim is a 0.5% chance. Both are pretty low, but the cutoff might be 1%. Again, these numbers are not based on anything, just for personal illustration. But yeah, at a certain point, the concern, the probability, the p-value, the mathematician's room, is low enough. You get below Chazal's threshold, then it's mudra. So we're not saying that Shnei Ish Echad and Shnei Nashim is incredibly likely, but it is somewhat more likely than Shnei Anashim Ish Echad. It isn't impossible either, but the Shnei Anashim Ish Echad, Shnei Anashim Ish Echad is so unlikely, that's already below the threshold for concern, so that's mudra even Drabana. While the Shtei Nashim, the Ish Echad, the two women and one man, that's a little bit slightly more likely, a little bit above the threshold, so that's Aser Midrabanan. So that's so far what we have, just from the first couple lines of Mishnah and Gemara, we already have an awful lot. We have, there's an Issa Daraisa of Yichud, that's one-on-one, and sometimes Chazal created Issa Drabanan when there's more than two people in the room, if not to say sir, and sometimes not. The Issa Drabanan for now is if there's only one man in the room, but if it's multiple women, but if there's multiple men, even if there's only one woman, that is mutter. Or another way of putting that, in a more maybe a more practical, usable, portable format, is that introducing to a one-on-one situation is a problem here. If you introduce a shomer, if you introduce an acceptable shomer to the situation, that diffuses the yichud problem. For now, we know that introducing a man, he would be a shomer. Introducing a second woman would not serve as a shomeris because of the slightly heightened concern based on Nashim Daita Kals, which again has nothing to do with intelligence and has everything to do with the dynamics of an intimate situation. And then we have another din. In addition to we came across the idea of a shomer, and that some people count as a shomer, some people not. And by the way, just to think about that a little more, so Reuven, Shimon, and Leah is mutter. Why? Reuven and Leah alone, assuming that the original Reuven and Leah were your son and mother. Right? So maybe let's say Chanoch and Devorah. Chanoch and Chagit. So Chanoch and Chagit, that's an Nesu Yichud. Chanoch, Chagit, and Avigail, that's Nesu Yichud Midrabah. Chanoch, Chagit, and Levi, that's Mutter. Why? Chanoch and Chagit alone would be a problem. Introduce Levi. Levi serves as a shomer for Chanoch and Chagit. And how about Levi? Well, Chanoch is the shomer for Levi and Chagit. Okay. So we have a notion of a shomer. We're already learning that not everyone is a viable shomer. For now, we're going to add a lot more texture to these dinim as we move on. For now, we know that in the large, a man can serve as a shomer, a woman cannot serve as a shomeres. We also know one other din, which is even in Yichud Daraisa, there's an exception, and that is ben in imo. Eitan.
Can a woman never serve as a shomeres?
Great question. Excellent question. It actually comes up as we continue to move through our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going to, the next lines, the Mishnah is going to present one case where a woman serves as a shomeres, and as we'll probably have a chance to discuss today, many posts can assume that we can take that, run with it, and expand it beyond the one scenario the Mishnah gives. Yeah, the
song. So what is the status of a woman who comes in, if there's just one man and one woman, if a woman comes in, because it makes it from a derisa to a derabana, it's like, it's, that's considered a shomer in that case, or she just...
Min HaTorah, she got rid of the Issa Daraisa, but it remains also in the Rabbah.
She's like, shomer Daraisa?
Min HaTorah, it's no longer Asa, because it's no longer Beseisa. But it's still Asa in Jerabana. Yeah.
Why does the Gemara start off by asking the source for Jerabana and not Daraisa?
Yeah, why are you going reverse source? Good question. The answer is, my taima typically, I think, is used to ask for the rationale for the din that appeared in the text from the Tanoim, the Mishnah or Braisa. So the Maitaima comes first, because that's asking, the Mishnah said a din, what's trying that din? And then the Gemara says, and now let's zoom out and ask, well, what's driving this whole area of halacha?
But why isn't it like a Mandachar Shmer, like Tanayich?
Right, good. So if you learn the beginning of Brachas, right, see, that is true. The Mishnah is assuming a lot. The Mishnah is assuming that we know the Nesu Yichud, or not. The Mishnah said, don't have Yichud even this way, but you can have Yichud that way. Okay, so the implication is Yichud is also, which we did say, to ask when is Kriyat Shema assumes that you know there's something called Kriyat Shema. But here we said, you're not allowed to have Yichud in this case, but you are allowed to have Yichud in that case. The Gemara then is filling you in. The third case, which we didn't even mention, which is one-on-one, that's actually rooted in a pasuk. Let's, in the remaining time, let's take a look at where the Mishnah continues. Let's see the next couple of lines of the Mishnah. The Mishnah quotes Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, and we pass him like Rabbi Shimon, Af ish echad misyachet mishtei noshim, you told me that a man can't belong to women. Well, that's true in general, but it depends who's there. His man she'ish tal ima is mutter. If his wife is there, that's fine. And so the women are. And they could even, a husband and wife, and another woman, could be even alone overnight. Wife is there, that totally diffuses the situation. And a newlywed couple is going to have a single girl as a guest overnight, in the second bedroom. Their whole apartment is locked. whole apartment is one yichud situation. Yichud is aser, even if we're in different rooms in the apartment. But if it's a husband and wife together, but that's not, even overnight, that's totally, assuming it's the appropriate situation, that's totally fine. Now, so all of a sudden, now we have a case where a woman is a shomeres. Who's the woman?
Wife.
His wife. And the rationale is obvious. The rationale is obvious. He obviously would be. His wife is not going to be a participant in any chet. It's not a chet for a husband and wife to be intimate. And his wife, in a normal, healthy marital situation, the husband would be incredibly embarrassed. But one would hope that his wife's presence would be a very strong inhibiting factor. Now many poskim suggest that ishto imo is could be a model. How about other cases where I have, she's not my wife, but I have no, you have Reuven, Chana, and Chagit. So let's say Reuven first, not that Reuven is married to Chana, not Al Yakim and Chana, Reuven and Chana. Right? Reuven's not married to Chana, but for some other reason, Reuven has no Isser Yichud with Chana. Let's say Reuven is Chana's son. So he has no Isser Yichud with his mother. Or as the Mishnah is going to go on to say, Mishyachel Adam in Imo Vimbito. There's no Isser Yichud mother son, nor father daughter. Nor, as the Bach points out, grandparent, grandchild, and line of ancestors and descendants is never an Isser Yichud. So let's give a practical scenario. Let's say you go for a supper on Sunday evenings, you often go spend time with your grandmother. Let's say a fellow has a single grandmother, grandfather passed away, so he goes to spend time with the grandmother on Sunday afternoon. That's a beautiful thing to do. It's a beautiful mitzvah. You'll gain, she'll gain, highly recommend. If you have the schos, which is not something to take for granted, of having a grandmother who's alive and who's close enough that you can spend time with her and who's mentally sharp enough that you can have conversation, those are brachas not to take for granted. So let's say you're not the only grandchild that does that. So one Sunday evening it's going to be you and a female cousin with your grandmother. Now there is no heter yichud with a female cousin. There is a heter yichud with a grandmother. So can I be alone with a grandma? Yes. Can I be alone with my cousin? Alone? No. How am I alone with my grandmother and my cousin together? On the one hand, well, that's ishachar sheinash. On the other hand, poskim say, similar to ishto imo, I have no ishto yichud, that the whole concern of sheinashim is that it's a slightly higher chance of aveira in the Shnei Anashim, because Shnei Anachos Lehispatos, Nashim Zayat Nikalos. Well, that's not the case, obviously, with the Noe Siyich with the grandmother. She is not Nochal Lehispatos. So once the Noe Siyich with her, so as a non-participant, she should serve as a Shomeres. Instead of an Ishto Imo, how about if it's Zikenaso Imo? Or if you're Sephardic, it would not be so confusing to say Imo. His mother, Imo with an Aleph, Imo with an Ayin. Bito Imo, Ziknaso Imo, Nechdaso Imo. How about situations like that? So that's it. So most posts can assume that is covered by the same heter as Ishto Imo.
What's the case?
For a man to be alone with two women, with one of whom he has no Isser Yichud. So in terms of the question, Eitan, you were asking before, a female shomeres, so for now we assume that we'll get to more detail in terms of male shomer. Not every man, not every second man that you bring situation necessarily serves as a shomer. For now we're assuming your typical man will serve as a shomer. A woman will serve as a shomeres, most posts assume, if she's someone with whom you have no Isser Yichud. For now, the one reason we know for having no Isser Yichud is she's related to me. As we get deeper into Hilchos Yichud, we'll discover other factors that might mitigate the Isser Yichud with one woman, and then she serves as a shomeres for the other woman in the room as well. Yeah.
Can you have you in the room, and when you have someone else, like another girl, with your sister at all? And the sister be the shomeres?
Ah, great question. How about you and your sister and another woman? So the first question is, how about you and a sister? So let's take a look. Let's take a look for now at the Gemara and Pei Aleph on Beis. And we'll take a peek at the Gemara and we'll pick up with the Mitzvah next time. Next time we'll open up Sif Aleph for the Shulchan Aruch. And we're going to see how he deals with relatives and how we begin to put these pieces together with Halacha. But for now, let's take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara gets up to this line in the Mishnah on Pei Aleph on Beis. He's smack in the middle of Pei Aleph on Beis with two dots. Yisyached Adam im Imo. The Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Misyachel Adav in Achoso, the Dar im Imo vim Bito, fellow can have Yichud with his sister and can share a residence. Dar can live with his mother or with his daughter. What does that mean? What that means is that if you have a single father or a single mother, a single father with one daughter, a single mother with one son, and they're just the two of them sharing a house together for months and years, absolutely hetzer gamur. That's darim. It can even be a permanent living situation. They share a residence with no one else. That is totally between parent and child. That's totally fine. But for brother and sister, that's not okay. A brother and sister is a hetzer yichud. Incidental yichud is fine. But let's say you have a brother and sister live far from the New York area, and they come to New York together, he's in YU and she's in Stern. So it's a little bit lonely, maybe there's no one else from their hometown, and it's expensive, dorming. They figure maybe they'll take an apartment together on the west side, equidistant, they'll split the cost, the family will just have one residence cost, and that'll be a lot more convenient, and they'll have each other, that'll be nice, they won't be so homesick. So the din is, that's a nice idea in principle, but that's an iser. To permanently share an apartment together, that's a problem. For the night, parents are out of the house for a night, and brothers and sisters alone together, that's totally fine. Misyachid, that's what Rav Yehuda holds. Rav Yehuda quotes from Rav Asi that there is a heter yichud, just no heter dira. The Gemara goes on to say, Shmuel heard about it and said, I disagree. So this leaves us for now with two questions. One is, it sounds like there's a machlokas amoraim about brothers and sisters. How do we paskin? And number two is how would you, if you're going to hold like Rav Yehuda's kula, how would you define where do you draw the line between yichud and dira? How long does it have to be? Is it 30 days? Is it 3 days? Is it 3 months? What's the shiur? We will pick up on this next time.